To be raped is a violent act. It is something that she has to live with for the rest of her life. And to be pregnant as a result of rape, to be pregnant as a result of incest, because of a brother, a uncle, a cousin, or a father has raped her, and she has to bear the stigma of being raped, and then the stigma of having to carry an incestuous child. And I think that that person deserves a right to terminate that pregnancy if those conditions happen to take place.
That was Representative Sophronia Thompson, Democrat of Houston, speaking last night on Senate Bill 5. Welcome back to The Source. I'm Paul Flavin for David Martin Davies. State Republicans did approve abortion restrictions early this morning without that amendment, and Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy has been following the special session closely. Joins us. Ryan, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Thank you. It was a late night last night, I take it.
You could say that. It's been several late nights in these last couple of days, but I think that was the latest one that we've seen this special session thus far.
Give us a sense of how the state capitol has been these past few days in terms of traffic.
You've probably seen more people up here than you have at the peak of the state capitol's tourist season. A couple of days ago, we had, I would say, close to 700 people show up at an off-site building to give their voice to the abortion issue, and both for and against it. That was during the committee hearings. That lasted well into the night, probably roughly about the same time as debate did last night, around 4 o'clock in the morning. You had the similar occurrence happen before the start of this debate. Roughly about 600 to 700 people gathered in the outside the chamber of the House. So many of them that they were told that they had to wind the staircase, and they literally piled onto the staircase at the state capitol all the way up to the fourth floor. People cheering on and chanting as lawmakers came in. It looked almost as old Coliseum days, as the gladiators are about to enter the lion's den. That's kind of the way it looked.
So give us a sense of what the weekend's held for abortion legislation in Texas.
Well, we have one bill out of the Senate that it changes the way abortion happens here in Texas dramatically. In 2016, once this gets signed into law, which it's looking like there's not a lot of options for it to go past this point, but once it gets signed into law, abortion clinics will have to have a surgical ambulatory service. The doctors there will have to have admitting rights to a hospital that is no less than 30 miles away.
So what does that mean for some of these? How many are going to remain open after if this goes into law?
Well, the way that it's looking, the way that it's been projected, as it stands right now, with no new revenue, because remember, abortion services were severely cut, or let's say women's health services, rather, were severely cut from 2011. So a lot of these places have already closed down. So the ones left standing, the 47 that are left standing, as is projected today, 5 will be left in the state after this these bills take effect.
Wow. So that was David Dewhurst had tweeted out over the weekend as well that this was the reason why he had gotten into this fight. Was that a surprise to people?
Not so much, really. I think the brazenness of that tweet is what caught people off guard a little bit. Everybody kind of knew going into this that it was for political purposes in a lot of ways, staking their claims on the primaries, so much so that Democrats early on were attempting to use the Senate Joint Resolution for transportation funding as a weight to get abortion killed. And, you know, I think I called it that no one's going to stake their claim as far as primary elections on a little bit of transportation funding. What gets them elected is things like getting abortion bills passed.
Okay. So we're going to have to let you go, Ryan, but thank you so much for speaking to us from Austin, Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.